This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Most people know that many of the wines in America originated in Europe. But did you know that most, if not all, European wines come from American roots? Confused? I'll explain in a moment. If you have a thirst for wine knowledge, be it trivia or the latest trends, there's a website that's overflowing with content that we've created just for you. It's GrapeEncounters.com, where you'll find literally hundreds upon hundreds of stories and interviews covering almost every topic imaginable. From the world's most colorful and renowned winemakers to unforgettable wine adventures, there's something for every wine lover at GrapeEncounters.com. Go ahead, log on, uncork, pour, swirl, and sip. Did you ever wonder why U.S. Customs and Border agents are so determined to keep you from transporting living plants? Well, the story of the phylloxera blight provides an excellent example of what can happen when non-native species are introduced into a new environment. In the mid-1800s, the great vineyards of Europe were literally dying on the vine. In fact, most French vineyards were completely wiped out within 20 years. And it turns out, America was to blame. Apparently, the English passion for botany in Victorian times led to the importation of U.S. grapes to botanical gardens. Those cuttings contained an insect that attacks grapevine roots. The bug spread throughout Europe and destroyed nearly all native vineyards. But no one can call Americans irresponsible. Soon after the blight started, a botanist from Texas suggested grafting pest-resistant American rootstock onto the European vines. It's widely believed that every grapevine in Europe was grafted. Of course, those vines also imported non-native mold and fungus to the European plants, and some native species perished. So much for happy endings. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.